You're listening to the Friday Morning Show on Northern Community Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. It's about 12 minutes after 8. We are beginning our cavalcade of the arts, right?
Yeah.
We'll be headed to Bemidji. We'll find out what's going on in Aiken as well as Brainerd. And we'll check in with Molly at the Ely. What's going on at the Ely Folk School as well?
I'm just worried that Katie's not close enough. Just grab that thing and pull it, Katie. Pull that whole thing.
Katie knows.
There we go.
Katie Marshall joins us this morning from the McCrosty Art Center. First Friday's going on throughout Grand Rapids as well as Bemidji. Do you think we're hardy enough to be walking around looking at art tonight?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all
we she's
need
wearing
to
a snowmobile suit.
No, yes. She's not.
For some reason, 8 degrees in April seems colder than 8 degrees in January.
But people will come up because they're just sick of it.
Yes.
They're going to do it no matter what.
Yeah. And we have plenty to do.
Good.
Yeah. Yes. What's going on downtown?
Yeah. Well, people, it might not be spring in terms of weather, but it's spring in terms of First Friday because we have 15 different things happening tonight, which is a good spread. At Frame Up, they are going to be showing work from Mrs. Olson's second grade class at Southwest School, and they are going to be showing a butterfly exhibit that they made with the help of Dan and Nancy Root, along with Nancy Mike Johnson. So that will be springy and fun. It's always fun to have the kids there. At the VFW Post, they have a special music night featuring the music of Bill Evans with special guests Chris Lomheim on piano and Jay Epstein on drums. And I know that Sam has been excited about this for weeks. He's really pumped. And Chris came up here one other time. He's a fantastic piano player. So if you're a fan of piano and jazz, this is a night not to be missed. Then at Jenny & Company, Sierra Hale of Sagami Gifts will be there showcasing her intricately designed handmade paper gift boxes. And I've seen some pictures of them. They're really cool looking. So she will be at Jenny & Company. At Wings and Willows, they're going to be welcoming Leah Fox, who's a local artist, and she works in mixed media and utilizes repurposed and found items in her work. So her stuff's really fun and bright and whimsical, so another great thing for a cold spring day. Mississippi Diamond Jewelers will have Christy Branham, who is a jewelry designer. She designs heirloom quality handmade and personalized charms, so she'll be showcasing some of her work, and she can... She basically takes people's memories and creates them into unique jewelry pieces. So, and at Moxie, they are going to be launching their new spring collection with artist Diana Schreiber of Moss Handmade. They'll have refreshments and 10% off all their shop purchases from 4 to 7 p.m. The Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation is hosting the musical talents of Seth Hicks. He is a student at the Northern Lights Community School and plays a variety of musical instruments. The Central Square Mall has a couple different things going on. At the Village Bookstore, Village Bookstore and Gifts, they will be presenting a book signing with local author Harvey Dahleen from 4 to 6:30 p.m.
Harvey Dahleen? Yep. He was around when I was a kid.
Yes.
Chased us throwing snowballs.
He's still around, and now he's writing stories about you. Might be one of his books.
I could be in there.
Yep. This book signing is for his latest book, Can Murder Be Justified? And then also in the mall, crafted by Itasca Life Options, we'll be showing some of the work that they've created. Itasca Life Options is an organization whose mission is to empower and provide opportunities to people of all abilities. And Crafted is a new program of ILO that works with artists of all abilities, and they'll be showcasing some of their work. And each piece has been made by a person with a developmental or physical disability, and they have some really fantastic pieces in their shop. So stop by and check them out in Central Square Mall. At Stained Glass with Class, they are showcasing the artwork of Wilma Bem, and she'll be presenting her visual stories in oil paint. And the Central School on the third floor, artists in residence will be there. And I know they're in transition right now from some of the artists who have been there for a few months to some new ones coming in. But I know for sure that Mary Myers Corwin will be up there with her portraits of dogs in pastel. So she will be up there on the third floor, and you never know who else you might find. Also in Central School, the Grand Rapids North Star Women's Club will be showing free kids movies on the second floor at 4:40 and 5:30, and they've got popcorn and hot chocolate free for kids under 10. So that's a great thing to do if you're out with the kids and need to break up the evening a little bit. Stop by Central School and have them sit still for a movie for a little bit, and then head back out into it.
Got a couple of kids in here right now.
A couple. So let's see, we're getting close to the end here, but at Brood Awakenings, we have April's featured artist, Matt Norton, with artwork featuring flowers and abstract themes, and there'll be music at Brood as well with singer-songwriters Terry Price and Jeff Powers from 4:30 to 6. Brood always has a dinner special and free coffee and cookies. And then tonight at the Rafe Center is the grand opening of Beauty and the Beast by the Grand Rapids Players.
Wow.
And that's from 7 to 9 in the Wilcox Theater. And tickets and more information can be found at rifecenter.org. So they're kicking it off tonight.
Would you like a glass of water or something so you can just take a break for a second?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing amazing.
Yes. Well, that's everything except for what's going on in McCrosty. So
what's going on?
So what's going on in McCrosty?
Yeah.
We have, of course, two new exhibits opening. In the McCrosty Gallery, we have the Traveling McKnight exhibition. It's called Six McKnight Artists, and we've hosted this one a number of times in the past, always with different artists, but it showcases the works completed by six different artists who were recipients of the McKnight Artist Fellowship or the McKnight Artist Residency for Ceramic Artists. So there's a lot of different work, and it's always a really fun show for seeing what people can do in the ceramic medium. You know, you think of sculptures and you think of functional pottery, but this really pushes the boundaries of what people think of as ceramic art, and it's always really interesting to see what people come up with during these fellowships. There's some really wild looking pieces for sure.
And do these fellowships like travel all around the state of Minnesota?
Yes, typically. So the artists will. This is from artists who were awarded in 2016 and 2015. And so when they finish their fellowship, some of the pieces that they create during that time, then go on tour. And the Northern Clay Center coordinates that tour, so they will bring it to. I actually don't know how many different stops they usually do, but typically five or six, I think, places throughout the state of Minnesota. It goes to kind of show to reach Greater Minnesota as well as the Twin Cities area with the work that was created. So that's a fun program we've been able to be a part of for a while.
So are you serving like hot chocolate and schnapps tonight or anything like that?
We should get something warmer. Usually we do. I'll go back to cider or something like that. But we have another exhibit. We've got Natalia Hemerska from Bemidji in the Minnesota Gallery, and she'll be showing an exhibit called Variations, which is works in a variety of different mediums, from watercolor and some oil painting and other mediums as well. So she will be there tonight to give an artist talk at 6 p.m. We've got music by Maria Anoni on classical guitar from 4 to 6, and Pizza Hut will be providing food. So pizza's delivered at 5 p.m. if you're planning your evening out, swing by. And they're our first Friday sponsor for the evening. So
it's going to be busy.
It will be busy.
It's going to be busy.
I'm confident.
People are not going to stay in their houses. They're going to get out and look at art.
Absolutely. And there's wine. Also,
okay.
To warm you up.
There you go. Lots going on in the Grand Rapids area. You can find information on the McCrosty at their website, mccrostyartcenter.org, or grandrapidsarts.org as well, or grarts.org?
Grand Rapids Arts.
Grand Rapids Arts.
Yep.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.